Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Norm Holeen. It's good that recycling has become more common in our society. Aluminum cans, paper, cardboard, plastics, tires, iron, concrete, and many other products are recycled for new uses. The phrase pollutants as resources describes such actions. These pollutants, the leftovers from one use, can become resources for some other use. Such an idea also can apply to places. Sites which were damaged by previous activities can be used for new purposes. Sylvan Island in northwest Moline is a fine example of such a recycled site. That 38-acre parcel of land became an island in 1871 when a part of a peninsula was separated by a dam and tail race built for water power. In subsequent years, the island was used for stone quarrying and, beginning in 1894, steel manufacturing on its eastern half. The landscape was transformed from a partially wooded, partially grassy shore to an industrial landscape of smoke-emitting factories often associated with Pittsburgh. Steel production continued until 1956. The valuable copper and iron in those buildings were salvaged, but concrete, brick, and cinders remained, leaving a derelict landscape on the east end. But vegetation quickly started to return amid the leftovers. The property was sold to the city of Moline. After decades of cleanups and improvements by various city groups, individuals, and the city's park department, Sylvan Island now is a combination nature, fishing, cycling, and historic park. Historically, the island's linkages with important facets of our community, such as the arsenal, railroads, manufacturing, and agricultural equipment, can be seen in the vegetation-engulfed ruins. It is a museum without walls. There are few places like it in our country. It is a fine example of a pollutant becoming a resource. Hikers, bikers, fishermen, bird watchers, history buffs, dog walkers, and students now use this unique recreation site. Come and enjoy it, and think about how you can turn used products and polluted landscapes into new resources.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.